Blog Talk Radio.
My, here we are again. People noticed the title of this, I would imagine. It's called Dead End. This is a combination of things that have been heating things up for a while now. Everybody knows about the supply chain BS shortages. And everybody knows about the baby formula ain't there. Oh, my God, what do we do now? Well, there was only three or four things that need to be done, but I doubt they'll get done. Why I think that things are not as everybody thinks they'd like them to be is simply because of denial. Most people, and I don't care who it is, can't get it over the top and get their head around it and understand what's going on. Well, I hate to tell you, but this ain't gonna be a nice show. Why? Look at the title. There's a point of no return, like it or not. When an aircraft travels across the water and there ain't no place to land, they have a certain range that they can go. And when they get to the point where they either have to keep going or turn around and go back, that's called the point of no return. And when you cross it and keep going, yeah, you can like it or not, it's there. I'm gonna give you a little heads up on things. Dead end. This is my definition. 1A, lacking opportunities. Anybody missing opportunities out there anywhere? Well, it ain't gonna get better. B, 1B, lacking an exit. Now think about that, no exit. That's like a box canyon or something. You got cliffs on all three sides but one. And there's a big, man, nasty thing coming up there going to eat you up. I looked up a couple of others in there to come to a dead end, which means terminate. And what we have so far is a bunch of idiots running things. Now, I mean that literally. Idiot means idios. It's the root word is idios. It means people that are uninstructed, meaning they don't have the education necessary to do whatever it is they're doing. That's what you know. There's probably some bosses and people that you can think of that fits that category just fine, even some relatives. However, now that you know what dead end is, in the near future, we'll reach the crossroad of the point of no return. That's the little X on the map that the aviators use. You remember the movie Crossroad, where the guy went down and made himself a deal? Mm-hmm. How about Ghost Rider? I think he made a deal too, didn't he? These are both the same deal. Now, a lot of people don't understand it, don't accept it, and refuse it, but it's there anyway. In all this, there is some history, ancient records of a time when the leaders of man made a deal. That's why we're in a mess we're in right now. This deal was the same one, was the one that got us where we are today. What are we looking at? A real nice friggin' mess. Basically, and this is basic. Basically, being meaningless. Human flesh doesn't have very much value if it's only a detriment, and that's the way a lot of people look at it, and that's the way it is in a lot of places on the planet right now. Having no rights, you get the right to die. We leave the body for the buzzards. No recourse. Everybody's been hollering about constitutional rights of one form or another. People seem to think that somehow, in some convoluted, screwed up way, they have a right to abortion. Sorry. No cigar, no lollipop or anything. You're just stuck with it. If you're serious about it, you get involved at the state level and put this stuff together so that people can understand where you're coming from. Why do people need abortions? Well, hate to screw it up, but I'm going to screw it up anyway. very simply, it's a matter of convenience. It's inconvenience to have a kid and have to get up in the middle of the night, change diapers, and make sure it's fed and red. Well, maybe you shouldn't spread your legs and allow the guy in the first place. In other words, what I'm saying is, don't get pregnant, because you're liable to find that you can't get medical assistance. I want you to think about that very, very seriously and very carefully, because that's what's coming. These things are happening. That's the basically being meaningless, having no rights and no recourse. There's nobody you can go to get help. These things are happening because we allow them to take place. That's what's happening with abortion and a bunch of other things. Some 70% of us have no say in what is being done because we stay quiet. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. It's a two-way street in terms of you pointing your finger at one thing saying that's wrong while allowing it to happen because you didn't say nothing. That's what I'm talking about. It's not anything that's funky nasty necessarily, but the outcomes may be the lowest on any economic level have a hard time eating, leaving everything else last. That means that you got to have food and you got to have water. Now, other than that, you can steal somebody's Sunday paper for toilet paper if you got to. I mean, you really got to think about this realistically. And that's what everybody is not doing. They're staying away from it. Nobody is addressing this stuff. And the reason they're not is because they don't have no answers. Oh, we can't fix that. That's a lie. And Joe Biden's one of the biggest liars I know of. He's saying that, well, we can't flip a switch and take care of business. You can too. Go, Brandon, go, Brandon. Well, you know the song. No matter what the markets do, be aware of that. The drop when the housing bubble popped was in the trillions and happened in about 3 minutes. I'm going to read that again so everybody can catch it. No matter what the markets do, right now or next week or what they've done in the past, be aware that the drop when the housing bubble popped was in the trillions and happened in about 3 minutes. Now, that was just the housing bubble. Some 10 times the Great Depression. Think about this. Some 10 times the Great Depression plus all the downturns from then until now added together. Think about that. That's what we had. That's what the thieves tried to run off with. It was over $700 trillion they tried to steal. Oh, they caught them. We're still here. Things still work. So you got it. But the thing is, you got to be able to see this coming. You got to be able to hoard some cash. I don't know if greenback dollars would be worth anything for very long or not, but it's not a bad idea to have some cash on hand. Now, during the Great Depression, we had some outs. There's a lot of people who didn't get up off their butt and go find anything, and they didn't make it. Family farms, and there aren't very many of those now. There's a bunch up in here, and that's one of the reasons I'm here. Family farms had just enough for a little food, and people could eat. might not have been the greatest thing in the world, you know, like a turnip or a potato or, you know, but your hunger pains, and I mean pains, because it hurts when you're hungry. I know I've been hungry. Think about this. Your hunger pains go away when you eat a little something, no matter what it is. They had a problem with people getting into barns and eating horses' food and the cattle food. You're talking some pretty hard corn, okay? So, you know, that was back in the day. We could figure out a way to get around a lot of the ring around a rosy that went on. And one of those ways was the family farm. Sometimes you had to work for it. You put me the three fence posts in over there, and I give you a meal. That happened a lot. The barter system used to be a lot more lively than it is now, but nowadays we don't have the family farms like we used to, and we don't rely on the barter system. Not at all. Some people do trade, but not that many. Nowadays, we rely on stores and warehouses. And think about that. They had a warehouse full of baby formula shown on TV. I was watching Fox News, and that's how I saw it, where the people that are coming across illegally have warehouses full of baby formula. Maybe we should go visit a warehouse. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of questions in this. Nowadays, we're on stores and warehouses. Well, what happens when they run out? What happens when the store's shelves are bare? Well, you've seen it on TV. You get to find some kind of something to eat somewhere or another. Uh-huh. Due to the present fun and games, and that's what it is, and I'll explain that at the end of this part that I'm reading, most of these will be empty. Now, most of these will be empty. That isn't a supposition. That's not imagination. That is quite literally what's going to happen. The reason I say this, I've been in Florida when there was a hurricane. I lived there, and guess what? The floors, the big stores emptied right out. They were empty. They didn't have squat on the shelves. But anyway, most of these will be empty. Think about the baby formula, and I'm going to tell you a secret about that. That was all done by consent. And that's where it is today. It's under consent, and the reason it's consensual is because they want to starve you out. That's how nasty it's got, and it's going to get worse. Anyway, some of these problems will start this summer and steadily get worse. Now, when I first got involved in some of this stuff, it was a thing where I had information, still do, I had a lot of information that stipulates certain little portions of what's going on in such a way that anybody with any brains and an ear to hear could listen to it. And everybody listened and didn't hear. What do you think about that? Uh-huh. Now, there are a lot of websites out there that are doom and gloom. Just recently, some of the big guys, the heavy hitters, the big boys that, you know, own a lot of something or another, have come on TV in various different formats and stated that things are going to get bad. They think they got fun and games now. Just wait. I know many have said things will be bad in every way. Well, depends on whether or not you're prepped. It depends on whether or not you're ready for the situation. The situation coming is ugly. The real situation is not being reported by anyone, Fox News included. They're not. You're not reporting the transactional factors that have brought us to the place of reckoning. The real situation is not being reported by anyone, especially the reality many will be facing. Now, you know, if you live in a small community, and I mean a small community, you may be fine. I said maybe. I didn't say absolutely would be. I said maybe. The reason I say maybe is because it depends on what drives, what controls, and what runs that situation that you look at, that you're looking at, in terms of the reality that you'd be looking at. And you just, most people don't have no idea. That can't happen. Not here. Not in America. Want to bet? It's been done before, and it's been done in very nasty ways. We've had the United States military take on veterans and shoot them down with machine guns right across from the White House. You want to get into the history of it? the Dust Bowl. If you could get around, you might survive. If not, you died. Just that simple. Now, you remember Agenda 21. It's still out there, humming along just fine. there's a problem with things that is coming that's going to be totally nasty. Now, this is stuff that you're not prepared to deal with, mostly, and I mean mostly. Large metro areas and some states have warned of blackouts. Now, the thing about blackouts is that it's not as such voluntary. You don't get to decide whether or not you keep your lights on, whether you pay the bill or not. Ooh, yeah. Some of the places that were blacked out, and I'll give you an example. There are some people that should have gone to jail. Whether they have or not, I don't know, but you remember the blackout where it froze down there in Texas? People froze to death and a bunch of other nice things went on. Guess what? When the power came back on, they got a humongous bill, like $7,000 for nothing. Oh, you talk about lawsuits. Man, I'll tell you. Now, I got a question for everybody that lives in a metro area, and I mean in the suburbs. When the water or lights are turned off, what then? If you ain't got water, you ain't got no lights. If you're lucky and you're healthy enough, you can make it down the stairs to get out of the building. Think about that. Apocalypse, yeah. The nicest, nastiest things you can come up with in your imagination. Oh my God. He wasn't kidding. That was no bullshit. Well, I'm going to read that again. I want you to think about it. When the water or lights are turned off, I mean turned off, what then? If you're lucky, you got electricity, you can get down the stairs or down the elevator. If not, you're in trouble. Anyway, what then? Several things happen, and they happen almost simultaneously. Now, you already got people moving out of the suburbs and moving out of the cities and going to the country. You already got that happening, but that's just a little flavoring, a little taste. Several things happen. Most people will leave. Now, this will be most of those who can leave. That's the people who got a vehicle, they can put a trailer on it and load up food and essentials and disappear into the woods. Want to bet? You ain't going to disappear up into here. You come up here, you get shot at. Just that simple. People are not going to allow you to go into their garden and take all the food out. That ain't going to happen. The ranchers up here, will receive the help of most of the residents in the area to make sure that their cows and their goats and their sheep don't get butchered to feed somebody needlessly. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Needlessly. You don't have a right to somebody else's goods, period. Now, there's going to be some people that will say, oh, that's inhumane. Well, starving me out is just as inhumane as they are. They think they can come in and force it. Well, got a surprise for you. I got enough guns and ammo to keep most people, including crowds, out of here. The early outs may make it because they have the means to do so. They got a trailer or something. They're hooking it on a pick-em-up truck and loading that turkey up with non-perishable goods, and they're hitting the road. They're out looking. Many of them have made some kind of a trade for a nice urban house. Think about it. They already traded. Now what do you got? Well, you're going to have about 35 to 40%. That's a guess. That's not backed by statistics or anything. 35-40% will be the people that have the means to leave. Then you got everybody else. Now, the problem with everybody else is that they don't have anything to trade for goods, services, food, whatever. They might have money, but what kind of money is it? Is it gold, silver, or is it that stupid greenback that keeps getting deflated by printing all that money? You have to understand what's going on. Right now we have overprinted. Right now we have a problem with our credit. The United States has a problem with their good faith credit that they talk about so much. Most of all the rest will be in critical shape. Now by that I mean by the time they get 300 miles out, 400 miles out, they'd be low on food and water. Think about that. All the convenience stores have already been sacked, wiped out. So what do we do? Oh, my God. Well, these people will be low on food and water for sure, okay? Where are these large numbers going to go? Now, you got quite a few people in New York City, Chicago, pick a place, Miami, any large town, anywhere you want to, San Francisco. These large cities are not going to be able to pay the light bill to keep the water running. Think about that. They're not going to be able to. Then what they're going to have is when the supermarkets, and there's a lot of stuff in the supermarkets that doesn't do well when it gets warm. They're going to start closing up and getting rid of food. So what do you got? Well, as these people head out of town, they will take what they can find along the way. There goes all your convenience stores and groceries. Mm-hmm. Stores will be cleaned out, and these people will try going into rural areas. I would not suggest that, and the reason being is that I have talked to a lot of farmers and ranchers, and believe me, when I say farmers and ranchers are more than ready for this kind of an influx. Now, a lot of people don't listen to what I've got to say. I've been trying to tell you to prep. That's dried beans and rice. You can get a bag of that and put it in a trash can and tape it shut until you get to where you need to be. Keep a little bit out so that you can make some kind of food. Beans and rice ain't the greatest, but it's a lot better than going hungry. Well, think about it. Think about something like sardines or salmon or spam or just any kind of meat to flavor it with. It might not taste real good. It might not be to your liking. But would you rather starve? I've seen people eat things that I wouldn't eat simply because they were in a position where they didn't have a choice. So what we've got is a situation covered in this song that I'm going to play.
Thank you.
Well, final countdown. I'm going to tell you that I hope ET is on time, because if they're not, we're going to have a shitload of trouble. And one of the main troubles is survival. I don't think that people understand how far this goes, but you need to band together, small groups, into an area. Say it's got a large barn. say it's got some outbuildings or something. Okay, those things can be converted into a place to live that's warm without a hell of a lot of trouble and very little expense. You got to think about it. You have to apply yourself for the very first time to the reality of what's coming. And what's coming has all been manufactured, in case you don't know that. The war in Ukraine, Russia, China, the whole nine yards. China's staying out of it because they know that they can stand by themselves. Real simple, not complicated. But you want to get into the reality of what's going on, it's real simple. This country has been led down a primrose path by a bunch of dinks that don't have a clue as to what's going on or how to deal with it. Biden said he don't have a clue as to the oil prices. Well, I hate to tell you, but he's a lying sack. And I tell you why he's a lying sack. He has terminated leases, stopped well drilling, and a whole bunch of other shit. And that's about what it is. Sticks to you, and if you kick it, it sticks to your shoe. And what happens in this apocalyptic scenario that I have just elucidated to and told you about is very simple. People are going to go out there and they're going to get their stuff together, and they're going to have some kind of a way to survive. Okay. Now, after you get established, that's when the trouble for any kind of government agency begins. They're going to try to levy taxes. I know what they can. I know what they're going to be told. F off. Go play with a rolling donut and see how far you get. Long walk off, short pier, and all that other happy stuff that you hear from people that don't talk like I do and ain't interested in what's really happening. The problem we've got is that they forewarned of food shortages 6 months ago. All of a sudden, the babies are going hungry. What the hell's up with that? Well, that's pretty simple. They think that we are chattel. Now, chattel is about the same thing as cattle. It's an ownership deal, and you're good for your meat and whatever else you can produce. Cattle have a tendency to keep your grass cut and produce milk and meat. Now, when human flesh, and I mean all of it, they don't give a shit what color you are. Think about that very carefully. They couldn't care less whether you're black, white, brown, purple, or what. They don't care. The reason they don't care, they don't think they have to. Nobody has risen up to bow and played the fiddle hard because the hell's broke loose. What they've done is you hear them screaming on TV or a blog post or something, and they don't say nothing. They don't give you the information I just gave you, but I can tell you what's coming by fall. Now, that's the latest it'll be, and hopefully the transition from 3 to 4 will happen before that. I'll give you some particulars about that in a minute. But presently as it stands, we have spent all of the money available to us. That's why they're having to print it. Think about that. Businesses are not doing business because they can't. They're not allowed to. Okay, well, let's take it a step further. Where just exactly is all of that revenue coming from? You can expect them to try to pull some real serious fun and games. And the seriousness of it goes like this. You think being short of food is bad? That's not something you can't live through. You think being short of necessities is bad? You don't need to smoke anyway, or whatever the case may be. You think that they care about your situation? Well, I'm going to give you an example. Biden says that he doesn't have a switch. He can flip to take care of the gas and fuel shortages. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Biden. Go, Brandon, go, Brandon. I tell you what. Biden impresses me about as much as somebody who could not maintain or handle a used outhouse pit. That's about where he stands with me. He's not, as far as I'm concerned, my commander-in-chief. And from what I understand about certain inside things, he hasn't been given the opportunity to be that either. And I hope that they can keep that up for a while. Now, here's the deal. If any federal agency won't do their job, it falls to we the people. Bear that in mind. It's in the Constitution. Go look it up. I'm tired of doing everybody's homework. I'm going to do this much. As I have stated in several shows in the past, nothing, and I mean nothing at all, happens by accident. Just doesn't happen. Sorry. Those people who right now have real serious problems eating because of the inflation that Biden has caused purposely, ooh, think about that. do you think would anybody out there who is having that sort of a problem be interested in getting things set right? If you are, need to contact this show. If you'd like to have the people who really get hurt the worst, that's the people that don't have very much to deal with. Imagine two people and both got Social Security trying to live on that. $1,200 a month, $2,400 a month? Man, that ain't much, I tell you. That'd be a hard way to go. You'd be eating a lot of Hamburger Helper and Spam and beans. And it ain't nice being poor. I don't care who slices it any way they want to. You can curl it all up and make it look fancy, and it's still poor. So then everybody comes up with this, well, why should I help somebody else? Okay, now we're getting to the crux of it. First of all, God says so. I'll take his word over anybody's. Now, you want to get into the crux of it? I advised some people during a hurricane up in New York before to lay up extra stuff. They may not use it, but some other people may need it. Yeah, ended up helping a whole load of people. I don't mean one or two. I mean tens, 20s, 50s, whole neighborhoods. And that made me feel good about telling them to prep and get ready because the fun and games are going to hit the fan. Well, the trouble we've got is that we would normally be borrowing money. Okay, that makes sense. Why are we printing it when we could be borrowing it? Ooh, because we already spent everything that was in the coffers. Because we're broke. Because they didn't bother to keep an eye on what was going on. They didn't bother to check and make sure somebody was eligible for some kind of benefits. And because of that, we lost several trillion dollars, not billions with a B, trillions with a T. it'd be kind of like if you decided to take it on, you supposedly would look something like a lightweight that kicked Mike Tyson in the goodies, you know? I mean, you'd be so black and blue would be pathetic. What I'm saying is this. What is it that we can manage? What is it? Well, very simply, we can manage water plants, sewage plants, food, distribution. We can reopen. Now, think about this. This is legal. If we decide to, we can reopen the oil fields and reduce those gas prices, gas and fuel prices, by about 50%. And that'll happen within a week or so. Now, think about that. Think about it all going back down, okay? Now, when we get to about half of what it is now, all right? I can't believe it's over $9 for diesel in California and over $8 for gas, but it is. Hey, gas. Oh, boy. Anyway, cut those in half for starters. I don't care where you're at. If it's $5 a gallon, $4.70 or something, cut it in half. $2.30 or so. It'll stay there for a while. I'll tell you that. It'll stay there for more, probably until September. I'm gonna guess. It's just a guesstimate, but it's there anyway. The crux of the matter is this. There is a thing, and this is something that needs to be brought out a lot more than it is. Most of the officials that hold an office have taken a thing called an oath of office. And Biden, Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, all these dinks are violating the oath of office. They're denigrating the people. They're at war with us. Okay? Why? Because we want electric cars. Well, I'll tell you what. How about I stick your Watusi into the nearest outlet and see whether or not your eyes light up or something else, for that matter? Think about it. That's what needs to happen. And what's really, really neat about all this is that not only can we win the fight that we got that we're looking at, but we can take things to the next level. If we all stand together, black, white, purple, don't matter. let's see, where is that song? I want to play one song. I love scrolling. It's so much fun. I can't really stand it. There it is. Now, I've played this a lot, and what you have to understand is there is a reason for me playing these songs. I don't play them just because. Oh, that sounds like it. That sounds like that. Sound like a good one. You know, I don't do it that way. I try to fit these protest songs. I got a pretty good list of them into whatever I'm talking about. Now. something everybody can be assured of, and BLM showed some of that. Yeah, they're good for something. And Black Lives Don't Matter, or that somebody would have done a whole hell of a lot more, but at any rate, here's the gist of it. If we stick together, whole communities, whole cities stick together and say, we're not going to take it anymore. We're done with your horse hockey. We're not going to put up with the usual crap. Well, guess what happens? Squeaky wheel gets the grease. And to go along with that, we're not going to be subject, like we have been in the past, to things that where is that song? Oh, boy. I hate it when I screw it up and I can't find something. We have a nasty situation coming that could. I didn't say would, and I'm not saying it definitely will. However, we have a singular type of emergency coming. One will be the emergency of the government. Its very existence hangs in the balance. Secondly, we don't have to put up with horse hockey from the government. If the government wants to survive, it can do so. I don't have any problem with that at all. Matter of fact, I kind of like some of the things that are in it presently. However, we got some things that need changed. And those things are not going to be something that will go away easy. And they're not something that somebody can deal with easily. Ask Biden. Who can flip a switch? I kind of wonder if the man knows how to flip a switch. The things that I'm seeing and what I've been hearing about, and believe me, I do hear and see most of it, come from the idea that people are valuable. And by valuable, I mean that human flesh has value, period. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or don't. You'll see it. You're going to get to see it. It's going to come up. And when it comes up, it's going to do a number on everybody that thinks otherwise. Now, I'm going to play a song here. This is a theme song of Silver Legion. Consider what the costs are involved in not adhering to what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is simple. All of us, that's right, all of us, black, white, brown, purple, whatever, okay, all of us have to stand together or face extermination. You heard me right. Agenda 21 is supposed to exterminate about three-quarters of the population of the planet. You going to let them get away with that shit? I'm not. Why do you think I bought guns and ammo? They come down our road, and they're going to have a real serious perforation problem. Full Metal Jacket termites, among other things. And what I'm trying to tell you is not that I'm so warlike or that I'm going to go to war, although I'm planning to, if this country puts its stuff together and decides that the citizens are the ones that are going to be running things, then I got something to say, and I will help in any way I can. I'm a logistics expert, among other things, tactical expert, among other things. There's lots of stuff I know how to do. Now, how about this? How about we think about not being subject? That's right. And there's way too many people in the poor neighborhoods have been subject to get stomped on by whomever thinks they're in power. Be that the police or school crossing guards. I mean, I've heard stories you wouldn't believe. Well, I believe that if we stand together, we can win this. Now, we're beginning to take on some people, buttholes that turn crooks loose and whatnot, and it's beginning to work. And what I want to do is add this one last song to the mix, and I think you like it. But be assured, this is a truthful song. It was meant as a song about relationships, and it metamorphed into something bigger and better and different. So, without further ado, here's a song that you might like.
Mystery.
Well, now, it's real simple. All y'all got to make a decision, and it's not difficult to do. Here's what it is. You want to live? You want to die? Want to starve to death or what? Make some decisions. Get yourself prepped. Get your family prepped. Get a group of you together and take over a large and buy a large barn in some dude's field. You don't need it anymore. It's real simple. You got a few guns. That's all it takes. You can grow a nice patch of beans outside a barn, I can tell you. Well, let's bring it down to where the rubber hits the road. Go out there, spread this around, let people know what's going on, and let's get together. And let's do one thing. Get her done.